Welcome to the Gage Courtney Postgame Show, brought to you by Frazier Law Firm.
All right, Coach Courtney, well, here we are on Monday, and I know you still can't get the taste of that 9-0 loss out of your mouth against Caldwell County Friday night. It's a team that's had their way with us many times in the past, and this time probably felt like you had a shot at them.
Yeah, we did, and I hate it for the kids. Obviously, we've got utmost respect for them. They've earned it. They've, you know, beat us pretty handily in the last however many years. So, you know, they're a good football team, but we did feel like we definitely had a shot at it, and I think that we showed that we had a shot at it. Just a lack of execution once again, and you know, we played hard, really watching the film and looking back at it. I was proud of our effort, and I was proud of, especially defensively, how much better we got from one week to another. And none of us want to lose, but we got to keep in mind that it's all about getting better each week. And I thought that at least defensively, where we were weak, we focused in on the small things and got better. And I think offensively, we're just challenged the guys to do that. And if we can hit on all cylinders, you know, that would be just fine.
Yeah. Gosh, Friday night, if we could have hit on a couple of cylinders offensively, yeah. I believe we'd have been all right. Just couldn't get that play when we needed. We didn't. I think we were 3-for-13 on the third down conversions. Just never could get a traction.
No. It seemed like something good. We just shoot ourselves in the foot. Turnovers. Turnover battles just, I know I say it every time, but it really just tells the story of the game. It really does. And rushing. I mean, the two top things I look at is defensively, but it's the same offensively if you turn around. How many yards do we give up rushing, and how many turnovers are we plus or negative? And we were negative in the rush margin versus them. They had more rushing yards, obviously, and then the turnovers. It's just hard to win games like that. It's hard. Honestly, with turning the ball over four times, for it to be 9-0 is actually pretty surprising.
Sure.
Just for that alone.
Sure, yeah. Caldwell just doesn't – they don't have the explosive offensive weapons they've had in the past, and it showed in the outcome of that game, 9-0. You know, that kick, and we said before the game, you know, Vivrette was a weapon for them, and when they kicked that third quarter three-pointer, it just kind of changed the complexion of the game, what you had to do.
Yeah, it really did. Well, one possession, you feel like it's 6-0 for a while. You feel like we can make one. Something's going to happen, we can make one. And they made it two possessions, just as much as we were struggling. I feel like it kind of took the life out of us there a little bit. You know, I was just proud that we continued to fight after that, though. But it did just feel like, you know, I think everyone felt that just with our offensive struggles that it was a long shot to get two scores that late.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the defense first. Talk about your defensive player of the game. Just some great individual performances there. All your linebackers really stepped up, played a much better game. Let's talk about your player of the game on defense.
We actually had co-player of the game with Case Gobin and Logan Bailey. Case Gobin, I believe he had 11 solos, 8 assists.
Three sacks. That's one away from school record.
Is it?
Yeah.
One tackle for loss, too, added on to that. He caused a fumble. You know, he just plays with such effort. And, you know, the week before, the defensive line was kind of what I was calling out for the week. I thought we didn't play very well against Madisonville, and it was opposite. Those guys came in and fixed all those things, and it showed as a team, and it showed for their production. I thought all of them played well. I thought Yates played well, didn't make as many plays production-wise, but still played really well. Sammy Impostato made some plays. Deacon Hallman, Cooksey when he came in. I thought the defensive line played great. I thought, you know, they won the line of scrimmage most of the night. We give up a big run, but late in the game that kind of got them to that 3-point just because of a misalignment. But as far as physicality and being where they're supposed to be, I thought we did a really good job up front.
Yeah, that 163-yard run by Logan Smiley was about a third of their entire rushing yards.
Yeah, they went unbalanced and they did it different. They're really well coached. They took a shot later in the game that got me. That was my fault. That drop touchdown in the end zone, you know, that they're probably saying they should have capitalized on. Mm-hmm. They should have. It was just a great play call by them. It was something we were doing that they could take advantage of. And they did it on that run. They just went unbalanced set. We were ready for unbalanced, but they moved the receiver over to that side as well and took our edge away. And if anybody knows about defense, you got to have a strong edge, and we had zero edge on that play. It looked like just a lead of yellow helmets escorting them down the field. It was like, oh my gosh. But that's what happens just with a simple misalignment. So, but overall, and the backers played well. The backers challenged a little bit, you know, from the week before. I didn't think they played as bad as probably it may have looked actually against Madisonville, but I thought they stepped up and played really well. You know, I thought everyone, you know, for the most part, defensively came out and was ready to play. Logan Bailey got to talk. I probably don't talk about Logan Bailey enough. Just kind of take him for granted, even when we talk. Man, he just gets it done. He's just the guy that you can trust. He's the guy that you love to coach. He knows everything about everything. He knows what the defensive line. He's just, I mean, the quarterback really of our defense. Mm-hmm. He knows absolutely everything. So smart, tough. He was coming down. He had a tackle for loss from mm-hmm. playing free safety at 12 yards deep. Something we put in, we thought that he could come down and fit the run a little tighter because, you know, we just kind of waste him sometimes with him back there 10, 15 yards deep and doesn't get him a run game, but we're trying to get him more into the run game because he's one of our better players. And, man, what did we give it, 36 yards passing, 30-something mm-hmm. passing, I believe. So, mm-hmm. got it 38. So, we got to give the secondary some love there as well. So,
yeah.
Overall, well, defensively, I was very pleased.
Logan had 10 tackles, tackle for loss, and a fumble recovery. And, yeah, he flies under the radar.
He does.
He's not a big, imposing guy, but he's a lunch pail guy, too. He just shows up and gets his job done and every day.
Yep, he's been really good for us everywhere. He mm-hmm. can play special teams. He plays defense. He can play any receiver position we got. He just is a guy you can put anywhere. He's going to know what he's supposed to do. He's going to give you everything he's got every play. So he's just a joy to coach. And honestly, I probably dropped the ball about talking about him enough. Because mm-hmm. you could argue he's our best player, honestly, just getting things done. Mm-hmm. He's trustworthy. Mm-hmm. You can trust him anywhere. So,
yeah. Special teams player of the week. I'd be surprised if it's not Preston Morganson.
Yeah, well, he did a great job. We actually decided not to have one just because we want.
Well, as many as he punted, he could.
Yeah, he did a great job. And they kind of tilted their punt returner over to one side. They kind of knew what we were doing. And we asked him mid-game just to start kicking it left, which is hard to do, rolling out to the right and kicking left, kind of like throwing and kicking across your body. Man, he's just pinning them deep, doing a great job, making good decisions there. But honestly, we were kind of worried about him putting there this year, not because of his ability, but we thought he might just take off and run every time or just try to make something happen. But
I can see it in his eyes. Sometimes.
Yeah, he wants to. He's really grown up, though, and making the right decisions for the team, and it shows. The one reason he wasn't special teams and we didn't have one is just because of the fumble on the punt, which is maybe much my fault as his. He had a stinger. And I knew that he did, and he told me he did, but he said, I can still catch it. And I said, go catch it. But probably against better judgment, I probably should have took him out. So we'll split that turnover. But just trying to emphasize how important those turnovers are. Uh-huh. They're that big. Like, you could play a great, great game, but one turnover can change everything. And this complexion of the game, it could have. That could have been the difference. You never know what one of them could have meant if we had the ball right there at the 50 or any of them. You know, definitely not putting – anything on Preston Morrison. He played his hind end off everywhere he played.
Both punters got their workout.
They did,
And their punter punted left-footed one time.
He did. I know. I didn't realize it until I watched it on film. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I mean, he didn't go real far, but even able to get it off and get it downfield like that, yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a punter's game for sure. So no special teams player of the week this week then?
No special teams player of the week.
Well, I'll give Preston a shout-out on my own then because I thought he punted the ball real well.
He
I know
did.
You did too.
He did.
So let's go down to the line then. Who's your lineman of the week?
Lineman of the week was Tucker Sharp. He did a good job. And just we want to emphasize just doing our job. And that was something that Coach Brown felt like he was the one that did his job every play and you know, just did what he was supposed to do. There was others in the mix. He mentioned Ben Evans and how well he played. He thought that he really, really stepped up to the challenge. Our goal was kind of to maybe double-team some of their two stud ends, and we knew to do that our center would be one-on-one with their nose guard and knew that'd be somewhat of a challenge, but he stepped up to that challenge and did a great job this week. So both of them, and really the line, that to me would be the best defensive line we play, and maybe the best box that we play, at least for a long time, and looking ahead. But and they just did a great job up front in pass protection. We threw the ball a lot. I thought they did a great job. Our offensive line played well. They played well.
Well, we'll go to the offensive player of the game. Can you find one out of this when you don't score? It's kind of hard.
Yeah. We did go with Preston Morrison. We felt like that when he got the ball, he did some really good things with it. Just same, he makes the plays. He's our guy out there that can do everything and get a lot of things done. I'm not sure how many yards he had.
He had 64 yards receiving and rushed for 6 yards.
We felt like he did what he was asked to do, and with his opportunities, made the most of them. So he was the offensive player of the week.
If we could get him the ball a few more times in his explosive, of course, he's got a little injury he's been dealing with, and I know you want to be careful with him too. As important as he is, as many
he's a guy. If he goes down, changes everything for Mark. I mean, he punts, he kicks, he returns, he's, you know, or lockdown corner. He's just everything. So, yeah, we have to protect him, but at the same time, I know he probably wants more touches, and I think the plan would be to get him some more. You know, I think that he's shown that he can handle it. His body's holding up better than last year. We wondered with the shoulder, especially coming from last year, but he seems to be doing fine. He's running hard, breaking tackles. I mean, I haven't seen anything that would think that he couldn't handle a little bit bigger of a load.
You came out of that game with a couple of guys, I believe, injured, Holden Cooksey and Accounts, maybe. What's the status of those guys?
Still to be determined on both of them. Talked to them both yesterday. They were headed in the right direction. Both felt like that they were going to be okay, but hadn't spoke with them today to know that for sure. But it seemed to be that they'll both be okay from this week. It is a physical game. We had a bunch of guys beat up. McGahan was fighting through an ankle there late and just stayed in. It was gritty and tough and was able to do that. And just watching the film, it was a physical game. It was a good game for us. It really was. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we want to be on the other end of it. But the physicality that we've shown and we're able to fight and being a tough one, a nail biter, you know, I think it showed a lot about this team. I know I hate it for the seniors, and I hate to lose too, but I do understand the bigger picture of all this, that it only matters where we're at in the end, and I really was inspired by what I saw, a lot of what I saw last week.
Big improvement, yeah, on defense from previous week for sure. All right, Coach Courtney, we're going to get ready to go over to Hancock County. It's a long drive over there, and they've got a pretty good football team. I don't think they've lost a regular season game now in a couple of years. So.
Yeah, we'll definitely have our work cut out for us.
All right, we'll talk about Hancock County on the Coach's Show on Thursday. We'll talk to you then. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.